In talking to a ruling elder some time ago, he said to me, "You know, I get up at 5:30 each morning. It's the only way I can make time for my daily devotions. If I don't do it then, well, I will not have time for them." Are daily devotions that important? Calling you to get up a half an hour or perhaps 45 minutes early each day? Yes, my friends, they are. God says in Isaiah 52:2, "Listen carefully to me." And how do you listen to the Lord? Where do you go to hear Him? You listen, first of all, to God in the Bible. You hear God in the Bible. As we often ask our children, "Who is talking to you when you read the Bible?" And the answer is, God is talking to you. And you should carefully listen to God each and every day. You should prayerfully read the Bible every day. In other words, you should have a devotional time each day. Are daily devotions important? Yes, they are. And again, the Bible says in Isaiah 55:6, "Seek the Lord while He may be found." Where can you easily seek after God? Where can you first go to find God? Well, again, you seek God first by prayerfully reading the Bible. You find God in the words and on the pages of the Bible. And because this is true, you should prayerfully read the Bible every day. In other words, you should have a devotional time each day. Failure in a daily devotional life is a failure to seek after God. Failure in a daily devotional life is a failure to listen to God. You know, one of the proverbial questions asked by Christians is this: what is God's will for my life? Or the question might be put in different ways, such as, what is God's will for my future? Who does God want me to marry? What is God's will for my children? And my friends, isn't it true that we agonize over these questions? And we should, first of all, go to our Bibles and daily read our Bibles. Should we expect startlingly clear, extraordinary revelations from God when we are unwilling to take the path of ordinary guidance from God? G.I. Packer talks about this in his book, Knowing God. He warns, don't expect extraordinary guidance from God when the ordinary means of guidance is ignored. And just what are the ordinary means of receiving guidance from God? The ordinary means are Bible reading and prayer. And this is the whole point. If you neglect daily Bible reading and prayer, if you neglect daily devotions with God, if you neglect the ordinary means of receiving guidance from God, you should not expect to receive extraordinary guidance from God. And so the question comes again, are daily devotions important for you? Yes, they are. God says to you and He says to me, seek the Lord while He may be found. And God says, listen carefully to me. If you are not going to fulfill these requests of God, without daily devotions. So let's talk about your daily devotional life a little bit. Your devotional life. And in doing this, we can tackle three questions. First, who should be involved in daily devotions? Second, how may these daily devotions be conducted? And third, when should you conduct your daily devotions? First of all, then, who should be involved? Well, children, young people, and adults should be involved in the practice of daily devotions. Children, as soon as they are old enough, should be taught to seek after God, and they should be taught to listen to God. They should be taught to pray, and they should be taught the truths of the Bible. Young people, teenagers, need encouragement also in daily devotions. They need to hear God say, sex outside of marriage. They need to listen to God's guidance about dating and marriage. And adults need to be involved in daily devotions too. Seeking God and listening to God is not just for children. And again, both men and women need to seek the Lord. Religion is not something for women and children, as some men assume. God has appointed the man, the husband, the spiritual leader of his household. And if the spiritual level in a household is low, my friends, it's the leader's fault. It's true in the world, and it's true in the spiritual realm also. Then, too, families should seek God together and listen to God together. It's an old cliche, isn't it? The family that prays together stays together. But it's true. Why are there so many broken homes these days? One reason is that families do not listen to God together. They won't take time to listen to God together. They won't even seek God together. And too often when they seek God together, they won't listen to what God has to say to them together. And the result is division. Husbands and wives need to seek God together. Husbands and wives should read the Word of God together and should pray together. God has made you one. You should seek God together and listen to Him together. And parents should seek God and listen to God also with their children. Aren't children very quick to recognize hypocrisy in a household? Aren't they very quick to see a lack of real dedication to Christ in the household? Yes. Children are very perceptive. And they notice the priorities of their parents right away. And if parents do not take time to pray with their children, those children will recognize the lack of emphasis on spiritual things. And another point can be made here. Too often parents have the attitude that children should be left to make their own decisions about spiritual things. I pray that this is not the case in your household. For you see, God commands parents to teach their children His Word. And they are not to permit their children to make up their own minds about spiritual things. If you look with me, for instance, at Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 7. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 7, where God says this, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. And these words which I am commanding you today shall be on your heart. And you shall teach them diligently to your sons, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. And you shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontals on your forehead. And you shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates." What are parents to do with regards to their children and their relationship with the Lord? Parents are to diligently teach their children, and they are to diligently talk to them of spiritual things. They are to sit down in the house and talk with their children and teach them the Word of God. Don't expect the church to do the job for you, parents. There is no substitute for parents reading the Bible and praying with their children from the time they are infants until the time they grow up and marry. There is no substitute, you see, for constant, diligent, faithful devotions within the family. Now let's talk briefly about how these devotions may be conducted. What about small children? Do you have small children? Perhaps you have grandchildren. Get a good Bible storybook. Read it to your children. And if you have grandchildren, make sure that your children have a good Bible storybook so that they can read the truths of the Bible to their children. And after you have read from the Bible storybook, always make it a practice to pray after reading. You pray and encourage your children to pray. An example of Bible storybooks that may be used, Anne DeVries, Story Bible for Young Children. Get it. Read it. For younger children, Marion Schoolin, Bible Stories for Children. We've read through these Bible storybooks several times. And if you look at the Bible storybooks that we have, you'll see that they're soiled with spilt milk and food. They're well used. And Bible doctrine is also important for young children. Marion Schoolin also has a little book called Leading Little Ones to God. It's a book in Bible doctrine. And one of the favorite stories in this book concerns God's revealing Himself to men. And the story of Samuel is used. The memory verse that goes with this particular story is, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." That used to be one of the favorite Bible verses in our house. "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." What does God say to us? "Listen carefully to me." And children ought to be taught to listen carefully to the Lord. And this Bible doctrine book, this little book by Marion Schoolin, begins by teaching children to listen to the Lord their God. The catechism for young children is also important. If you don't have one, we'll give you one. And of course, we use that catechism for young children in our evening catechism studies. It's a good little book. Let me give you an example of its value. When Irma's mother had been taken to be with the Lord, and we had been home for a while after the funeral services, our oldest daughter, Gail, came to her mother one day in the kitchen and said, "Mama, where is Grandma?"
And of course, as she was reflecting on the funeral service and the service in the cemetery, the graveside service, and her mother said to her, "Do you remember the questions in our catechism that we've been learning?" "Yes." "Do you remember the question, what did God give Adam and Eve besides bodies?" "Well, He gave them a soul that would never die." "Do you have a soul as well as a body?" "Yes, I have a soul that will never die." "Well, sweetheart, Grandma's soul went to be with Jesus, and we buried her body in the ground." And that's all the answer that was needed. Little Gail went off to play. You see, it's easy to tackle those kinds of questions when you have a foundation. And the foundation in our home was found in a daily devotional life with the children. And there are guides, too, for parents. Guides which parents can use in teaching their children the catechism. How to Teach Your Catechism to Children. This little book was written by a mother. It's a guide to teaching each of the answers to each of the questions to your children. But then after you recite those answers, or ask those questions, and the children recite those answers around the table, don't forget to pray. Don't forget to ask the children to pray. After all, what we're talking about here is the spiritual life of these little ones. They're meeting God and understanding God. And children who are a little older can learn from the example also of great Christians. Short biographies might be read. We've just finished reading a book by John Talek called God Made Them Great. And we thrilled to hear how God answered prayers. The prayers of George Mueller, for instance. Read stories like this and then pray. The children will learn. Pray with them. And what about young people? Perhaps you young people have not read through the entire Bible yet. And if you haven't, it's time to do that. We have some guides that we've used, and many of the adults have used them. And you can start now to read through the Bible in 1982. And after you spend just 5 or 10 minutes reading, 3 chapters a day in the Bible, pray. Pray for your schoolmates. Pray for your teachers. Pray for safety during the day. Pray for your parents. Or perhaps you need a daily devotional guide. Your parents can pick one up at the local bookstore. It's not much of a problem, and you ought to pick one up. There are those which are designed especially for teens. Read the Scripture. Read the devotion that accompanies the Scripture. And then pray. Again, pray for your friends. And you adults, do the same. If you have not read through the Bible, now's the time. Plan 15 or 20 minutes alone each day. You can do that. It's a matter of priority, isn't it? Read the Bible portion in the daily devotional guide today, for instance. And then pray. Pray for your husband or your wife. Pray for your children. Pray for your work. The work of your church, your friends, your neighbors. Or perhaps you would like to use another type of devotional guide. Spurgeon has a couple of them, morning by morning and evening. Read those devotions and then pray. Listen to God. Speak to God. Or then, too, you might want to use the little pamphlet today for family devotions. One person can read the Scripture. One person can read the daily reading, the devotion that accompanies the Scripture, and another can pray.
And another thing you can do is use the prayer calendar in New Horizons. It would be good to do that in your family devotions so that the whole family comes to learn a little bit more intimately those who work in our offices in Philadelphia and those who labor on the mission field. There are all sorts of options in doing devotions. And the point is simply to do them. Have them. Start them, my friends. And the only way to have a devotional life is to jump in and start it. Don't be embarrassed. If you're a husband and you haven't led your family in devotions, start. Don't be embarrassed about starting. Jump in and do it. It's your responsibility. New habits perhaps need to be formed, and old habits perhaps need to be broken. But if this is the case, so be it. Begin those devotions today. And now just a word about personal and family devotions and when they may be conducted. I'd suggest that personal devotions be conducted or practiced in the morning. If you have to get up 20 or 30 minutes early, do it. Remember again what the Bible says. Seek the Lord while He may be found. And I suggest that there are two reasons for choosing the morning. First, if you don't have your devotions the first thing in the morning after you get up, you will probably neglect them. Because as the day wears on, the time becomes more valuable. And the devotions will be set aside. Second, the best way to start the day is by listening to God. Remember again what God says. Listen carefully to me. And then what about family devotions? Well, I'd suggest after a meal, like supper in the evening. Mealtime is usually one of the few times a family is together. Take advantage of that time. It's precious. Whether it is breakfast or lunch or supper, perhaps for a young couple, breakfast is better. Or perhaps for an elderly couple, breakfast is better. Perhaps for a growing family, supper is better. Whatever time it might be, take advantage of it. Take just a few minutes after the meal, after supper, for example, and keep the Bible right there on the table or next to the table and the devotional guide with it. And before anyone is excused from the table, read and pray. As a family, seek God together. Let me tell you briefly what we do in our family. At noon on most days, Irma and I have lunch together. The children are all in school, and we are able to have lunch together. And I know that others of you are able to have lunch together too. Take advantage of that time. Well, while the children are in school, this is our time together. And after lunch, we use today, the family altar. And we read from the Bible together. And then we read the devotional. And then we pray together. Yes, we pray for those in the church. We pray for the children at school, for our parents. Whatever the urgent need of the day might be, we ask for God's guidance and blessing. But it's not very time consuming. But I want to tell you, my friends, it is very refreshing. And then at supper, with the children present, we also read and pray. Very often the children are anxious to go off and play or study. And we often hear, "Daddy, can I be excused?" "No, not yet. We're going to read and pray first." And that's what we do. Before anyone is excused, we read. Right now, we are reading a book about Christian missionaries, Christian people who have been missionaries or have had opportunity to read or to share the gospel with others. And it's an exciting little book. And the children are really enjoying it. And then one of the children, after we read, will pray. And again, this is not very time consuming. Oh, perhaps it takes 5 minutes. But after all, isn't our need to really listen to God? Isn't our need to seek the Lord while He may be found? The 6 o'clock news can wait. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, that's not very long out of a day to spend in prayer before God. Oh, my friends, what is your devotional life like? Are you daily seeking God personally and as a family? Are you taking time to listen to God each morning? If you are not, now's the time to start. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, help us, we pray. Help us that we may, by your grace, hear your word when it says to us, "Listen carefully to me." May it be that we will take time to listen carefully to you each morning. And may it be, Father, that we will hear your word when it says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found." May it be, O God, that we will respond and take time with our families to seek you. Bless us as individuals and as families. To this end, we ask in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.